This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On September 20th, the Marianne and Edward Gibson Art Museum at Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus finally became accessible for public viewing. The museum, which is also being referred to as the Gibson, is SFU's very first purpose-built art museum, consolidating what was previously known as SFU Galleries. The Gibson is named after Marianne and her late husband, Dr. Edward Gibson, who joined the university in 1965 as one of SFU's charter faculty members. The Gibson Art Museum was made possible through funding that was provided by Edward Gibson's family. Before the opening, CJSF sat down for a conversation with Executive Director of the Gibson, Kimberly Phillips. During the interview, Phillips spoke on the design philosophy of the new art museum and how it serves to honor Dr. Edward Gibson's own values of cross-disciplinary collaboration and dialogue.
Dr. Gibson was a really interesting person. He was a charter faculty member and an urban geographer, and he also ran the art gallery in the 80s and 90s. And he was really excited about visual art because he felt it was a way to catalyze conversations across disciplines. He was often, his widow Marianne has told me many times that he would get frustrated with his colleagues in geography because they wouldn't really see the ways in which the opportunity that art presented to launch new ideas and connect people across disciplines. And so he really kind of grabbed this opportunity and saw what the potential of both the art gallery and also SFU's art collection could do to catalyze these kinds of inquiries. So that was why he called for an art museum on the campus. So that is kind of embedded in the mission and the mandate of the Gibson Art Museum, is this notion of like interdisciplinary inquiry, grounding, like working with artists, like really exciting kind of research propositions, but seeing art as a way of engaging with the world, regardless of what discipline you seem to work in and the research questions you have.
Phillips then went on to explain some of the questions that came about when designing the Marianne and Edward Gibson Art Museum, including how to make the space more accessible and welcoming for all SFU students.
Who, you know, almost every university campus has an art gallery or museum. And I would say like a good 90% of students move through their whole degrees without ever setting foot in these spaces because they just assume that they're not for them, right? So that was a big question for us. Like, is it possible to try to design a space that feels like it invites you to come in, that is all on one level, that you can see into? There's enough windows that it doesn't feel like a crypt or something specialized that doesn't involve you, that you can see people that look like you inside already. All of these things. What are the materials? How do the materials that we build with encourage? Do they feel warm? Do they feel clinical? Do they encourage you to kind of stay a while or slow down? Those kinds of questions were really important. Yeah.
Lastly, Kimberly Phillips explained the idea and inspiration behind the museum's first exhibition, titled Edge Effects.
The term edge effect comes out of ecology. Scientists use it to describe what happens when there's two different ecological communities that sort of like rub up against one another or coexist next to one another. An example of this is like a forest meeting the edge of farmed land, or, you know, a river meeting an ocean. And there's specific conditions that erupt when those communities kind of mingle and intermix. Like a river estuary, right, has a certain kind of water, like a brackish, saltier water. So it allows for certain interactions and certain like kind of abundance to flourish where otherwise, you know, certain species would never meet. So I was really interested in this description of like what happens at edges, essentially. And like I said, in my team, we've been talking about what our roles are at the edge of the university, facing outwards, facing into the publics. And I say publics, like multiple publics, like young kids, like elder people, various different visitors, et cetera, like as well as students and faculty and scholars and staff. So the condition of operating along that edge, I thought was a really interesting and appropriate one to explore, because I think also Dr. Gibson was kind of excited by edges. There's lots of pictures of him teaching class outside. He didn't love the classroom so much. He enjoyed being out like in the world. He was an urban geographer. He was interested in like the ways in which society and the environment kind of coexist together and inform one another. So what we did was I developed this quite a large and quite an unruly exhibition of 15 different artists whose artistic practices are all contend with edges in really different ways. Like they sort of grapple with edges.
The Marianne and Edward Gibson Art Museum requires no admission fee and is now open to the public from Wednesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this segment on frequencynews.ca.